This segment proudly brought to you by Capital A. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Faslon ko takalluf hai humse agar hum bhi bebas nahi besahara nahi خود انہی کو پکاریں گے ہم دور سے راستے میں اگر پاؤں تھک جائیں گے فاصلوں کو تکلف ہے ہم سے اگر
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al Fiqhu ala al Madhaib al Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the Four Schools of Thought. The date today is the 14th of Safar, 1445, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, and that is the 31st of August, 2023. Alhamdulillah, our topic today is on the journey to Medina, the ziyarah of Medina, inshallah. And we have our Honorable Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab Tamad Barakatuh. Let's welcome Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on a Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, what is the meaning of Medina?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you take the name Medina, just Medina, then it means as nakira, a common noun. So that will mean a city and a town. And when you say Al-Madina, then that will refer to a particular town, a particular city, and that refers to Medina to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is Medina Munawwara. So therefore we should know that even in the Quran Sharif it is used like that. Almighty Allah Jalla wala states, وَمِنْ أَهَلِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَضُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ, that from some of the people of Medina Munawwara, not all obviously, So some of the people, Quran Sharif states, maradu ala nifaq, that they continue with their nifaq and hypocrisy. So this is, they just pay lip service, we must remember, to Islam, but the heart is against Islam and Muslims. La ta'alamuhum, wa min ahlil madinati maradu ala nifaq, la ta'alamuhum, you do not know them. You, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nahnu na'alamuhum, we know them very, very well. And what we are going to do, سَنُعَذِّبُهُمْ مَرَّتَيْن, surely soon we are going to punish them, and punish them double the amount. Why double the amount? Because one is dhallu wa adhallu, they themselves are astray and corrupted, and they're leading other people astray as well. So their crime is double fold. ثُمَّ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَذَابٍ عَظِيمٍ, and then in the year after, they will be dispatched to the worst, worst punishment, the grievous punishment. And this is mentioned in Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 101. If you just look at the siyaq and the sabaq, you look at the text and the context. In Surah 9, verse 100, Almighty Allah states, you must follow the Sahaba, والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين تبعوهم بإحسان. So it shows following Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, following Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, following the beloved Sahaba, Muhajirin, Ansar, the migrants, helpers, that is a recipe for success. And following the hypocrites, the politicians, whole day that they're changing, for them expediency is their religion. So that is a disaster, a recipe for failure and disaster. So therefore, Quran Sharif teaches us that they, يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَذَابٍ عَظِيمٍ, Therefore, Quran says, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 145, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. They will be in the lowest layer of Jahannam. They will be worse than the kuffar and mushrikeen and idol worshippers. Because why? يَتُغَرْكَچُورِ. These are the thieves of the house. Remember, inside the house. That they were the ones who wanted to destroy Islam from within. So therefore it is such a... So today we can see how many people, organizations want to destroy Islam. Maybe they won't tell you that, but when you look at the results and the consequences, that is what is happening. So therefore we need to be extremely, extremely careful in this regard, and we must always learn what is the true deen and not get caught up and just follow everybody, kullu habba wa dabba, every Tom, Dick and Harry. So we must be very careful in this regard here. So, and therefore, Munafiqeen, Allah is the sole judge, but we can judge people by the prima facie evidence. Nahnu nahkumu bizawahir, wallahu mutawalli sarair. You know the saying of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif also.
Mufti Sahib, from a fiqh perspective, what is the hukam regarding the visit to Medina Munawwara? Is it farad, sunnah, and does it change with the journey of Hajj or Umrah?
Remember, when a person goes for Hajj, a person goes for Umrah, the ziyarah to Medina Munawwara is not compulsory. And if a person goes to Makkah and does not go to Medina, Umrah time or Hajj time, the Umrah is still valid, the Hajj is still valid. Quickly, I give you one story. I don't remember exactly when it was, maybe 10 years ago or what. So there was a person in school with me, Brother Nazir, you know. Suddenly I heard this Brother Nazir got the plane and all that, you know. And some ulama went with him and some other people. Then I contacted him. I told him, Nazir, I believe you're taking people. How come you forgot me? You forgot we were together in the class, in school and everything. He said, no, you're next. I said, no, I don't accept it. Now he got a shock. So I said, he asked me, what you mean, you don't accept? I said, no, because me and you, we're special. I'm not going to go alone. You have to organize two tickets. So he said, fixed up for you and your wife. So I said, now we're going into it. Now we're on the right page now. So then he told me, go this way, ABC place, and we'll get your visa, everything. I didn't have to go embassy and what have you. Then you just go to there, and they organize the visa. You pay them 1,000 rand for all their expenses or something. It was like that. So, but less than that, maybe also 2,000, 2,500, you know. So it was very cheap. And then we went. So you must remember this. So we stopped from here, Johannesburg. We stopped there in Burundi, Bujumbura. I remember that. So when the plane stopped there, because there wasn't enough fuel to take us direct to Jeddah. So one guy came from the airport, the guys, you know, from that Bujumbura and that Burundi. So he looked at me. He said, I think you want to read Salat. I said, yes. He said, come down and you can read Salat on the tarmac. You see? So from Allah's side, all this happens, you know. So I read Salat, everything. We jumped inside, they refueled, and then we landed there. Then from there, I took a taxi. I had my ihram, everything on. We reached there 1 o'clock. Jamaat was finished. Zohar Salat just finished. So me and my wife, we read Zohar Salat, and then we made our tawaf and usawa Salat and sa'i and umrah, everything. And then, mashallah, that it was almost Asr time, you know. So then we prayed Asr with Jamaat there and all that. No room, no nothing. So I saw one connection of mine. I told him, bhai, that, you know what, that just I want to go to your room and I want to just take a quick shower and so forth. I just came and I'm going back now. So he got a shock. He said, you mean you're in and out? I said, yes. So then I had some money, I gave my wife, I said, go do quick shopping and so forth. We had 1 hour for the shopping. And then, so 1 o'clock we landed in Makkah, 6 o'clock out, 5 hours only. So there was no time to go to Medina Munawwara. So sometimes it happens like that, you are in transit, or you just get a chance like how I got. So remember, you won't say there is something wrong with your Umrah or with your Hajj. But definitely that we will encourage every person, whether it's Umrah or whether it's Hajj, that he should go. It's like a moral obligation to show that our love for the Master, alayhi salatu salam, we go. Then the issue comes that should we go before Hajj, before Umrah, after Hajj, after Umrah, to Medina Munawwara. In this day and this age, we encourage people rather go first to Medina Munawwara. not a must. If you want to go afterwards, it's fine. So why we say you must go before that, should go before, why? Because Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed the Umrah from Madinah Munawwara, performed the Hajj from Madinah Munawwara. Second one is this, that we find that when you go Madinah Munawwara, then you don't have to worry of ihram and all these issues and so forth and so on. So therefore, it makes life much easier. So that is just to facilitate matters. And especially for people who are going first time in the plane, in ihram, and lot of problems for them, you know. So that is why we suggest that, then you go. Then the next issue comes there, must we stay in Madinah Munawwara for 8 days, 8 nights, read 40 salat? The Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu's hadith is mentioned, you must remember, in Mustad Ahmad, Man salla arba'ina salatan, man salla fi masjidi hadha, fi masjidi hadha, whoever reads in this masjid of mine, al-masjidun nabawi, so 40 salats, man salla fi masjidi hadha arba'ina salatan, la tafutuhu salatun. And you never miss one rakat, meaning every salat you read, wa takbiri ula. So that for men that is, and then that person will be bari'a minan nifaq and bara'atu minan nar and so forth, najatu minal adab. So he'll be free from hypocrisy, he'll be protected from the punishment, safe from the fire and so forth. The hadith is weak, but is acceptable in fadail. So we will say it is meritorious, virtuous for you to read. Alhamdulillah, with Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy, we did that many a time. When we used to take groups, I used to tell the age, you know, then we built up a good relationship. I told them, it's not fair what you're doing with the hajis, you know. So they said, what you mean? I said, you'll give them 8 days, 8 nights. Now they get delayed at the airport, you see. So now when they finish them, now they have to go to Makkah. So now they read 37 salat, they read 38 salat, they read 39 salat. So even that, so they said, what must we do? I said, no, give them, you are charging them 50,000, 100,000, 200,000, whatever. Give them 9 nights in Medina, you see. So why give them 9 nights? They're 100%, you know, they will at least get their 40 salat there. So you see, this way here, we can teach people how to do things and so forth. For the agent, what is there? He must just adjust it this way, that way, and that, you see. So, but the people, majority are performing one hajj in their lifetime. So at least let them do it properly and so forth and so on. It's not a must, but it's highly recommended, these type of things.
Mufti Sahib, what are the virtues of Madinah Munawwara?
Remember, the virtues of Madinah is the Master alayhi salatu salam is there. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, you must read Madinah. Remember, he said, Al-Madinatu khairul lahum law kanu ya'lamun. Madinah is the best for them only if they knew. It's Sahih Hadith, Mishkat Sharif, Mustan Ahmad, various compilations. Then if you look at it, where the old masjid is, Masjid Nabawi, that was built by the Ottoman Empire, the hadith written there, that if you read one salat here in Masjid Nabawi, then it is afdal min alfi salatin. So it is, this is Sahih hadith. You get the reward of 1,000 salat. Remember that. The weak hadith says 50,000. So remember that. So our ulama, normally Indo-Pak, they mention the 50,000. But that is weak hadith, but in fadail is acceptable. But Sahih hadith tells you, you must remember that 1,000. So whether it's 1,000, whether it's 50,000, it means it's great, great virtue. And second for us, there's unanimity consensus on this issue. First is Makkah Mukarramah. There is 100,000 and Mi'atu Alfin. And then second most important and sacred city for us as Muslim is Madinah Munawwara, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So remember, spent 10 years there, the demise took place there, all that. The first empire, you can say, was built there, and the first political situation and capital was built there. So many virtues there are. You take Sahaba, Imam Malik and them used to say 10,000 Sahaba are buried there. So in that way, you must remember. Therefore, when you study the Salaf Salih, Imam Malik, Rahimahullah, and them, they should not walk with shoes there. They said, adaban wa ta'adduban ma'a Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can it be that the Master alayhi salatu salam places qadam mubarak, feet mubarak, and we walking with our shoes and sandals? It's jaiz, it's permissible, there's no problem. But one is ishq, one is adab, one is love, one is respect. So they used to walk bare feet and so forth everywhere, you must remember there. So like that, so that is now depending on people's love and respect and so forth.
Mufti Sahib had the honor of witnessing as a Sheikh Mulana Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi and his murids in Medina Munawara. Can Mufti Sahib share an experience?
With Allah's fazl, you must remember, we met so many great, great giants and ulama there. Before I come to Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Mawlana Zakaria, Sheikhul Hadith, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, I want to tell you about my two teachers. In Makkah Mukarramah, we had Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni. He was one of the greatest mufassireen, remember, in the past century. And alhamdulillah, every day I used to meet him, I used to sit by him when we were there. And we went to his house, I sat in his dars and so forth, and even in the madrasa, Darulum, Jamia, and so forth. So a master he was, you know, and he gave me so many books, but Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Then there was a giant of a sheikh from Nigeria, Sheikh Umar Falata, and he had the honor of teaching Hadith Sharif inside Masjid Nabawi for 49 years, 50 years plus minus. And you know where he used to teach? Right next to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Imam Malik used to teach, and so forth. And when we used to enter there to go sit by him, so then we kiss his hand, African, we kiss his forehead and that. So one day he asked me, Mata takharrajta min al-jamia? That you, when you graduated in the Jamia, Jamia Islamiyah, in the Islamic University in Medina. So I said, Sheikh, I never takharrajtu min al-Jamia, takharrajtu min al-Masjid al-Nabawi. So I studied by you in Masjid al-Nabawi. So we had a good laugh, you know. And then one day there at the Jamia, so I went to him, I had to write a letter and so forth. So he told me, okay, I'll give you nice books and all that. You see this, what we're doing now. Allah Ta'ala reward my brother, Mawlana Ahmad Dokrat, Hafidhullah. They had every day a hadith, you know, from Sunan Ibn Majah. So he gave me that copy. That's the best copy you can get. So of Ibn Majah and the tahqiq and all that is done by Sheikh Fuad Abdul Baqi and so forth. So every hadith they will tell you, does that, all that, you know, is sahih, is weak, is what and what. So very, very good and all like that. He gave me a lot of kitab. Then one day I invited him to South Africa and so forth, and he gave some excuses. And thereafter, remember, there one day he took me to another madrasa where he used to teach. So, like that. So really a great, great Sheikhul Hadith he was. You don't mean we agree with everything, but he was a giant of a scholar, remember this. And simple person, you know. So Sheikh Umar Falata, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, that he was the great muhaddith teaching. I mean, from here alone you can work it out. Who gets the honor of teaching hadith, you must remember, there in Medina Munawwara, right inside Riyazul Jannah, for 49 years and so forth, you must remember. Some people only get that. Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Mawlana Zakaria, Sheikh al-Hadith, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, first time I met Sheikh was in 77. We went to Jalalabad, and for Ramadan, it was holidays by Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. Then one day we told, we were three, four of us, I think, we told Hazrat Ji, we're taking permission, we want to go to Saharanpur, and you know, we want to go meet Hazrat Sheikh. Then he said, fine, but you must come back. So when we met, we knew the time you can go. Then we met Hazrat Sheikh, we said we came from South Africa, we were there by Hazrat Ji, and then he took out khajur, zamzam, whatever, and he said, Hazrat Ji ko de dije, and then to a gift. Then he said, bhag jao yaha se. He chased us away. We don't waste 1 second, you see. And Hazrat Sheikh's one kitab, if you read there, Suhbat Ba'uliya, is in Urdu, by Mawlana Taqiyuddin. I met him also. So there in Al Ain, there in United Arab Emirates. So he wrote that. In there he wrote this incident. So it's about us. He said, Baz Afriki tulaba ayate Sheikh Baz. And Sheikh Ninguka, Jalli Jalli Jau 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 Yase. You see? Meaning, he want to show how Hazrat would value every second, every minute in Ramadan and not kill time and waste time. You see, like that in Islam. Then, alhamdulillah, we met Sheikh in Karachi also. You know, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah passed away on 10 Shawwal, you must remember. So, in 1976, so Hazrat Sheikh and them came there. So, you must remember for Ta'ziyat. So, we were giving mangoes, you must remember, to Hazrat Sheikh and Hazrat Bin Nuri. So that kind of manzar, you can't forget. You know, these are the giants, Maraj al-Bahrain, both of them oceans of knowledge, and one of the greatest muhaddiseen getting together. They were speaking Arabic, you know. And then we met Sheikh Day in Medina Munawwara, mashallah, you know. So, and I, the ajeeb part was this of Sheikh. This I saw myself, not the third party and fourth part. You know, Medina Munawwara, December, January, it gets very cold. At night, sometime when that wind blows, I must tell you another story quickly. So you must remember, so Hazrat Sheikh, you know Haji Ahmad Nakhuda who passed away, and the other Khuddam and the Khalifa's murids and all. So they would take Hazrat Sheikh the outside, you know, outside the fence. And Hazrat Sheikh would face the Master alayhi salatu salam, and they would put that overcoat and blanket and everything. For 2.5-3 hours, the Sheikh would read salami. Every night, not one night and finish, every night. And how, then, I just give you one example. Me and you will go, we will just say, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Muzammil. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Muddathir. Now see Sheikh how he would read. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya al-muzammil. He read the whole surah Muzammil. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya al-muddathir. He read the whole surah Muddathir. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya al-nabi. He read the whole surah Tahrim. So like that, and then dua, and what, then what, so that. And then crying, begging, Ya Allah, give me more death in Medina Munawwara. Last etikaf Hazrat Sheikh spent was in South Africa, so we met in South Africa also, and it was in Stenger. Yeah, we can't forget Maulana Yusuf Tutla, his Rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. We can't forget our Maulana Gardi. So Muhammad Gardi, there, you must remember, in White River. So they were the ones who were really instrumental in bringing Sheikh here. And he spent the whole Ramadan, and then first Shaaban, 1982. So this was now the last Ramadan, and then after that, Sheikh then passed away on first Shaaban, 1982. So it shows how fortunate Stenger was, and how fortunate we were in South Africa. And here our masjid, here Jami Masjid, Sheikh came, and for 2 nights he was here also. That room, there where Sheikh stayed, Miaswam left it like that. You must remember that other places they made changes, but that one they just left it like this and so forth. And a sheikh went to White River also, you know, there was no masjid, no madrasa, no nothing there. Sheikh made dua and see what happened there, there's masjid, there's madrasa, there's so many work going on in the townships and that. And from here they went to Chipata, so there also Darulum started and that Mohan Abdul Rahim Mutala Sahib Rahimahullah. So Sheikh and them were giants, awliyaullah, there's no question about it. You must remember that King Faisal told him, you can deliver dars wherever you want to. You understand? I give you permission. You don't need anybody's permission. So I saw King Faisal also. He was martyred in 75, you must remember. So that is how the ulama, Allah gave them that honor and, you know, elevated their rank and status and so forth. So it was very, very great, remember that.
Mufti Sahib, we see more and more non-Muslims entering Medina Munawwara. Is this permissible?
Remember that Murtad bin Shaitan, you must remember, is this, that's the exact example I gave you just now. وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَدُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ. So you must remember, in him being a munafiq, a murtad, etc., there's no doubt at all. So you must remember that. Today in the news, you know, in the morning I give news, views and interviews. You can go check it up in the Haaretz newspaper. In fact, you all should be carrying this in the news. So you must remember, Saudi say that now they will start giving aid and all that, maybe in billions or millions or whatever, to the Palestinians. So that is how they're going to help them. But that is just by the way. They will still spend much more on their soccer players, on haram things and all. And that is to pave the way for normalization with Israel. Now, what mentality you call? Then I gave example, I said tomorrow Sheikh Faisal Ghazawi will render the khutbah from Makkah Mukarramah, we will translate it inshallah. No imam in the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara is allowed to make dua against the Jutlas, the Yahudi. They can't use the word Yahud unless you're reading Quranic verse or hadith or something. But you say, Allahumma alayka bil Yahudi zalimin al-muhtallin, or words like that, so they lock you up and so forth. So what iman we talking about? You must remember that Quran Kareem states, إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسْ فَلَا يَقْرَبُوا الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ بَعْدَ عَامِهِمْ هَذَا. So the non-Muslims are najas, they're impure. Impure don't mean if you shake their hand, man to man, woman to woman, you have to go wash your hand. No. It means impure, that impure in the aqidah, in their belief structure. فَلَا يَقْرَبُ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ بَعْدَ عَامِهِمْ هَذَا. So remember that you must not allow them after this year to come here. And this is in the Quran, Surah 9, Surah Tawbah. And remember, this is verse number 28, where Almighty Allah mentioned this, chapter 9, verse 28. Now, this is what you call fiqh. This is what you call illat mushtaraka. That is what you call, you must remember, dalalatun nas and so forth. So you must remember this. So if this is for Makkah Mukarramah, then, or qiyas, rather call it qiyas. So you take the illat mushtaraka, you take the rationale and the underlying factor. If they are impure, is it impure only for Makkah or is it impure for all parts of the world? So for everywhere. So we must not allow them, and more so in our sacred places and so forth. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his deathbed, didn't he say, "Akhrijul Yahud wa Nasara min Jazirat al-Arab"? And you allow them to come, not only allow, you promote them to come and so forth. Therefore, these 100 reasons we can say that he, MBS, is 100% murtad and out of the fold of Islam. We must remember this. These are all the signs of Qiyamah, you must remember. Where therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, when the master alayhi salatu salam saw in a dream and that Ya'juj Ma'juj are now opening that big barrier and wall, then Nabi alayhi salam said, "Wailul lil Arab, wailul lil Arab." Open Muslim Sharif, you will find it there. So min shariqad iqtarab. So now the evil is coming nearer and nearer and nearer. Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh said, "Ya Rasulullah, will we be destroyed? Wafina salihun." Qala na'am, idha kasur al khabath. When the vices become predominant and so forth. So you can see all this authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. Therefore, here in South Africa, when they invite, you know, politicians to come to Eidgah, like in Lands, or they in Cape Town, they invite them to the mosque and all that. We say all this is absolutely haram because you are polluting our sacred places with people who have najasat on them, najasat in their belief and so forth and so forth. So therefore, it is boot licking and so forth. It's not permissible in Islam.
Inshallah, we'll go for the break and meet you after that.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you back to this program, Al-Fiqh ala al-Madhaib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the Four Schools of Thought. We are busy currently with the journey to Medina. Mufti Sahab, when I get to Medina Munawwara, what should I do? And when departing and when I reach, what should I read and what actions should I perform?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Whilst a person is going towards Medina, now sometimes you get a flight direct to Medina, or you reach Jeddah, then you're going by taxi, or you're going by plane to Medina, or you are going by train nowadays. Many people use the train. So what should you do? When we study the Seerah Mubarakah, you open Sunan Nasa'i, you open other works, you will find that Asra'ah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go on the camel Mubarak, for example, and the nearer they came to Medina Munawwara, then the faster Nabi alayhi wa sallam would go because of the excessive love of Medina Munawwara. So we should be reading abundant Durood Sharif Salawat en route to Medina Munawwara. And the nearer we come, our heart, you know, should be now really busy. Salawat, Ya Dakhil al-Dar, Salli ala Nabi al-Mukhtar. Oh, you entering Medina Munawwara, read salawat, salutations upon Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not a sunnah, but some ulama have written it. They try and read Inna a'tayna kal kawthar, Surah Kawthar, 100 times, 1,000 times. So it's not a sunnah, but it is okay, it's permissible and so forth. But I always advise people that when you're coming towards Medina Munawwara by plane, by train, by bus, by taxi, Then always read abundant Durood Sharif. Now you go, you to the hotel, all that, you settle down, you take a shower, bath, whatever, you wear your best clothes and so forth Islamically. The men put lot of itar and perfume, and then when you leave your hotel and now you're going to come there towards the masjid, so before you enter, remember, see any poor person and then give out 5 riyal, 10 riyal, 1 riyal, whatever you can afford, you know, and that is sadaqah. Why? This is mustahab. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha najaytum rasul faqaddimu bayna yaday najwaakum sadaqa. So Almighty Allah teaches us in Surah 58, Surah Mujadala, verse number 12. When you're going to speak to the Master alayhi salatu salam, then give out some charity. This was compulsory. But the only person on practice on it was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda. Then it was very difficult. So remember, Allah Ta'ala abrogated it and said, okay, now you don't have to give out charity. So, but we can still practice on it in this manner like I explained. So just take 1 riyal, 5 riyal, 10 riyal, give somebody. There are so many poor people. And in that way there that you practice on this Quranic verse here. Then you enter the masjid. If it's not after Asr, not after Fajr, read 2 rakat Tahiyyatul Masjid. And thereafter you made salam. You read Qul Ya Kafirun, Qul Allah after Fatiha, Surah Fatiha. Then go into Sajda, make Sajda a Shukr. Ya Allah, today I'm in Diyar Mustafa, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the city of the Master, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. See, today is Thursday. Now tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. So many people send messages and so forth. Sometimes they have Masjid Nabawi, sometimes they have the umbrellas, sometimes they have the Gumbat-e-Khazra, Qubbatul Khadra, the Green Dome. Sometimes they have the inside of the Masjid, Riyadul Jannah. So remember, wonderful, and then your heart start palpitating, you know, how I wish I was there, and so forth and so on. And أَكْثِرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. Authentic hadith in Ibn Majah, that increase your salawat, Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif means when you have, remember, and bumper crop, bumper harvest, you're going to sell it in minimum time for maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. So we read salawat and then we receive the maximum reward, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week. And that is salawat ala Nabiyul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tonight, tomorrow. So that is what we should remember. And thereafter the man, then you go right in front. Now you read 2 rakat Tahiyatul Masjid, you made Sajda Shukr, and then you come in front of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, and then you read Salat and Salam. Now the police, they don't leave you there. There's one. So As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habibullah, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Muzammil, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Muddathir, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya khatam al-nabiyyin. What's like that? And remember that you say, Ya Rasulullah, ishfa ali, intercede for me, and wali walidayya, my parents, wali zawjati, my wife, wali awladi, my children. Or you can say the other way, Allahumma zuqna shafaat al-nabiyyil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And sometime you remember people conveyed salam, so you can do that if you got time. So all that is permissible. Then you come to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, As-salamu. Yeah, you just say As-salamu. By Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you say As-salatu wa-salamu. So As-salamu alayka ya Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, As-salamu alayka ya Siddiq Akbar, As-salamu alayka ya Thani Ithnain. Like that. And then you go by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, As-salamu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, As-salamu alayka ya Umar ibn al-Khattab, As-salamu alayka ya Aba Hafs. So then thereafter you make dua facing the Qibla and so forth. So the whole thing will take you 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. They won't even leave you there. Then Riyazul Jannah, nowadays they got a crazy system. So you have to apply on the app and so forth, the Nusuk or whatever they call it. And according to the people who are there, they send me messages. They say they only allow you once in your stay there in Medina. They got, then you get other guys, Pakistanis, Indians. They know how to japo it, so you can go second, third, fourth time. Then they pay them. So this is rishwa, is bribery, is haram that right in Medina in front of the master, alayhi salam. So just go one time and so forth. I know when we used to go. So I used to go at the back and look for all these old people in wheelchairs. Then I just bring them, and for wheelchair, you don't have to queue up. So we just go right inside, you see. So I don't know what they do now, but they, you know, they're crazy, these people. So all this is haram what they are doing. So anyway, so try and do that. For you ladies, you know you've got designated time, so in the morning you can go. Then you go in the afternoon, you must remember, evening you go whenever you get chance. One, two advices for you ladies. I would never advise you to push and push and all that. You read Salat at the back, but Aram say properly. Even if you don't get chance to come in front to Riyadul Jannah and so forth, so you must remember that in that case, there Allah will reward you more. So what good is that you pushing and this one is pushing? So that all that is disrespect of the masjid, you're desecrating the sanctity, you're causing harm to the ladies, to the people and so forth. You know, when I went the 74 first time with Allah's Fazl, Ramadan time, my parents came from South Africa. 75, we perform Hajj, mashallah. Then with my wife, I perform in 80. So the women could come right in front. I used to take my wife right in front and so forth. Then there were some awliyaullah there, like Sheikh Abu Bakr Jazairi and them, you know. So they saw the Master alayhi salatu salam in the dream, and Nabi alayhi salam said that, you know, those ladies, they mustn't come in front. They don't dress properly, they're just right inside the masjid also, and they will come with all smart abayas and perfume and all. So after that, then they banned them. And while I'm speaking of this, so I told you, I must tell you another story, so quickly two stories. So one day I was there right in front, a Shia lady came. You know these Iranians, you can make out. So she let her back face the Qibla, and she faced the Master, alayhi salatu salam. So till day it's fine, but then she was going into sajda. So when she did that, so I put my foot there in front, you know. So she made sajda on my foot, so this type of thing. So Amar bin Ma'ruf Nayanin Munkar, Man Ra Minkum Fal Yughayyiru Bi Yadihi. So Ye was Fal Yughayyiru Bi Rijlihi. You see, so we put our leg there. It's haram, what you doing there and all that, like that. So there used to be, they weren't strict that time. People do funny things. Then the 75, I told you, we perform Hajj. So in Medina, I was telling you how cold it is. So there's one player, everybody knows him at Tabligh Jamaat. And the people who used to follow soccer in the 60s, 70s, they know him. Toby Hatia, he's still alive, you know. So Toby Hatia and myself, we both single. So now we don't have hotel, nothing. So now Masjid An-Nur, the markaz for Tabligh Jamaat, they were building it. It never had a roof also that time, you know. So, and the wind is blowing and we sleeping there. And after every half an hour, 1 hour, we wake up. You see, it's so cold here. What can we do? I say, just sleep quietly. We can't go to no hotel, no nothing here. So that Hajj, whenever we meet, you must remember that stay in Medina, we speak about that, you know. That how we stayed there and all these kind of things there. The one, two nights, the way that wind was blowing. But all this wind of Medina, so mashallah, you understand, is part of the journey. So you must learn some sacrifice and so forth as well. So you ladies, I was addressing this issue. Now you reach Medina Munawwara. Lo and behold, now you are in your menses and in your haiz and so forth. Now what happens? So you must remember, you can't just be crying and all that. So you stay in your hotel, you stay out of the masjid, you can't enter the masjid. And from there you read your salami, from there you read salat and salam and all that is permissible. So you must remember, la yukallifullahu nafsan illa usaha. Allah has not burdened any person more than his or her ability, capability, capacity and so forth. So therefore, you should be very clear on this issue, yeah, that you ladies, therefore, when you're going on your trip, So now the ladies want to take all this medication, and sometimes it works, sometimes it don't work, it causes more problems. So my advice will be, you're going for Umrah now in September, October, November, December, whatever. So just let nature take its course and so forth. Inna Allaha kataba hadhi ala banati Adam. Every day, second day, third day, I receive question, women are there in Makkah, Medina, or they're leaving, and now they're asking about their menses, what they can do, and so forth, that in Makkah or Medina, or and so forth. So remember, you can't enter the masjid, absolutely haram that is. You can't be reading Quran, and so forth, no looking inside, and no by heart, and so forth. La taqra'u al-ha'iz, walal junubu shay'an min al-Quran, is hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. A lady who is in a menses and a person who is in junub, husband-wife relationship you had, or you had a wet dream, so you are in hadas-e-akbar, that is the major impurity where ghusl and taking a bath is mandatory, compulsory. So you can't be reciting Quran, touching Quran and so forth. All that is haram and not permissible. The hadith is clear in Tirmidhi Sharif. So these are the basic things you should know.
Mufti Sahib, inside the Haram Sharif, are there any other places that we should know of that's authentic?
Remember that the whole Masjid Nabawi is Mubarak, you must remember. There's no such thing that this portion is authentic and that the entire Masjid is very, very great. But remember, the nearer you are to the Masjid, to the Mihrab and to the Niche and so forth, so then I'll take you through that. That's most important. So when you enter Masjid Nabawi, so you will enter through Babu Salam, that is door number one, right? And when you walk straight, and you read your Salat and Salam, and you come out on the other side, that is Babul Baqi. And then when you come out from there, you walk straight, then you come there to the cemetery and all that. So that is first thing. Now when you come through there, so you must remember, you will see a mihrab there. So that mihrab is mihrab-e Usmani. Sayyidina Usman, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu, built it. And Islam was spreading after the demise of Nabi alayhi salam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Usman took out thousands and thousands, millions, we will say, in our time. And remember to extend the masjid. And not going for chanda and collection, his own personal money. So people would ask him, why are you doing all that at first 7-8 serfs? So remember that, he said, I heard the Master alayhi salam saying, Man bana lillahi masjida, banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah, who builds a masjid for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, Allah will bless that person with a palace in Jannah. So I want my palace also. But they already got glad tidings. But this was how Usman al-Ghani, how much he spent in the Battle of Tabuk and other occasions and so forth. So that is all. Then you come there where you read Salat and Salam. Your back is facing Qibla and you are facing the Master alayhi salatu salam and facing Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. So what is inside? What is inside? So we're zooming you in now. We're taking you inside. So you must remember the green wall that you see there. So you must remember that was built by Sultan Qatibai. You got your phone there. Just work it out. So you got Sultan Qatibai in the year Islamic calendar 888. Now we are in 1445. So just subtract 1445 on top and at the bottom put 888 is 550 something years. Just work it out there. So you must remember that is that he built that. How many years it is? So you must remember that that's so if you say 1445 minus 888. So
557.
Yeah, 557 years. You see, so I normally say over 550 years. So he built that, right? And when you enter from Babi Jibreel, so nowadays they don't allow you, know, most of the time it's closed. So sometimes they allow you. So they left that door now for dignitaries, politicians, and all of them like this. So now when you enter through that door, you will see a gate there. You will see a lock and everything. So you enter through there, and when you enter inside, there's a mihrab there inside, which we can't see from outside. So there was the house of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, and Hassanain, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. They all would be playing there and so forth. Children, you know, Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved grandsons of the Master alayhi salatu salam. When you go further inside, then you will see there's a green curtain. The green curtain you can see through the fence and all that, you know, there are crevices, openings. So this quickly about this green curtain. You see, if you go to Makkah Mukarramah, and where you go there on the outside, you will see there's a place called, two places there, Masna'ul Kiswa. The Kiswa, the Ghila factory is there. And next to it is Ma'rizul Haramain Sharifain. This is an excellent museum. Everybody should go. It's free of charge. So now if they change it, I don't know. But normally, and you don't need guide, nothing. Everything that is there is written in Arabic, English, and so forth. The oldest item in that museum is one pillar that was used by Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhuma when he rebuilt the Kaaba Musharrafa, and he built with two doors and so forth. So he passed away and was shaheed in the year 73 after Hijrah. So it shows in the early 70s, remember, that pillar was inside the Kaaba Musharrafa. So old items you will see there. And then Masna'ul Kiswa, that way every year, now from this year they started, normally it was on 9th of Zul Hijjah, now on 1st Muharram, then they changed the Kiswa and the Ghilaf and so. So that green cloth you see there in the Hujra Mubarakah, where the Master alayhi salatu salam is resting, so that also is made there, but that they change once in 5 years only or so. So what is inside? Then you must remember is Nuruddin Zanki. Nuruddin Zanki rahimahullah, his father was Imaduddin Zanki, Salahuddin Ayyubi. So these were the masters against the crusaders, and that is how they liberated Palestine and Biladu Sham and all that. So remember, you know the story, the two non-Muslims and all. So he came, he executed them, and he built a jidar, a big wall right around, filled with rasas, molten lead, you see. So the king, nobody can go beyond that. So right around is there. Then you go further inside is Khumasi, is a pentagon. So in 99 Hijrah to 101, Umar bin Abdul Aziz was the Khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen. So he built a pentagon, a structure, five walls. He don't want to build four walls like a replica of the Kaaba, so he made five walls. So Khumasi, pentagon. Then you go further inside is Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha's house. You go further inside, so there is the Hujra Mubarakah, where the Master alayhi salatu salam is resting. Then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha, then Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anha. And we believe that Nabi Isa alayhi salam, in time to come, he will pass away, and he'll be buried there in that area there next to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is what is inside there. Then remember that a hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma baina bayti wa mimbari rawdatun min riyadil jannah." The portion between my house and the pulpit is one of the gardens of Jannah. So therefore, there's always a big crowd there. When I went 74, I want to just show you one thing. Then you must remember every Isha and every Taraweeh that last 10 nights, 9 nights, whatever it was. So it was 9 nights. It was 10 nights because I was there, but I remember it was 29 fast because then the cannon went. And then next day was Eid. So we were reading Taraweeh, and then they just break the salat and they start kissing one another and a lot of things they start doing. So anyway, so I read everyone inside Riyadul Jannah. The crowd was so small, you must remember that. Quickly I used to eat this, that and rush. You understood? So I get gapping inside and you read. Allah's fazal, Allah's mercy. When you enter from Babu Salam, then you must look at the back on your left hand side. You will see even now is written there, Khawkhatu Abi Bakrin. So Khawkhatu Abi Bakrin radiallahu anhu means Sayyidina Abu Bakr's house was there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed him to keep his door opening inside the masjid and so forth. Nobody else was allowed like that. So like that, there are few signs there. So what you will find, the Ustuwana, all the various pillars. So against the fence you will see Ustuwana e Wufud. where Nabi alayhi salam would receive the delegations, the visitors. Ustuwane Sarir, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make and perform i'tikaf. Ustuwane Hars, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed Sayyidina Bilal, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, and other Sahaba, you must be the guard here. Then you come in the middle, Ustuwana Aisha. Our mother Siddiqa that Aisha says, there's a place I know. If you read the Salat there, make dua there, then your duas are accepted. So that's why it's Ustuwana Aisha. Then Ustuwana Abi Lubaba. So Abu Lubaba, he divulged a secret, and then Wahi came. Then he said, okay, I'm fastening myself here. And then, so he's written there, Ustuwana Abi Lubaba in the Tawbah. So after 1-2 weeks or whatever, so then the ayat got revealed, Allah forgave him. So that are the most sacred places, and the mimbar also. So if you want to know more about this, yeah, you must read Fazail al-Hajj by Hazrat Sheikh, read the academic discussion on the whole Umrah and Hajj, that Hajjatul Wida wa Umratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you will find out all these kind of things that will help you. And end of the day, remember that the most important thing, Surah 49 verse 2, don't ever disrespect and start laughing, joking, playing right inside the masjid. People playing with their selfies, and it's a carnival party attitude. And وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا بَعْدَكُمْ أَنْ تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. You see, that your actions will disappear and go away. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. When we do the slightest disrespect in the court of the Master alayhi salam, then your actions will disappear. You won't even know about it. So when you go to Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, it must be with utmost love and utmost respect, and do the actions properly. Do your duty with beauty. So that will be our message to all. And when you're reading your last salami, you're going now home or you're going to Makkah, so then you must beg all my Allah, Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim. And beg Ya Allah, Ya Allah, bring us back time and again and again and again. Last one, in hadith in Tirmidhi, man istata'a minkum ayyamuta bil madina, falyamut biha, fa inni ashfa'u lakum. Whosoever of you can pass away in Madinah Munawwara with Iman and Islam, obviously, then I will intercede for you first. So that is the great virtue. So therefore, awliyaullah, great, great people, cry, beg. We also should cry. Allah Jalla wala Madinah Munawwara ki mitti nasib farmai, that we pass away there. So that is what our lesson should be. So inshallah, the podcast, we'll send it out in the afternoon.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib and to all our listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.